In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, instructing Rupa Goswami, that Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotion, should be protected by defense from the aparadas, which are compared to the mad elephant. What should we construct this fence of?
Fence. Good association and service. As Vaishnava aparad, that can obstruct our progress. They mention there, mad elephant. Like sometimes in, I mean, we're in the land of elephants here. It's the symbol of Chiang Mai. It's the elephants, two elephants. Chang and Thai, Chang. And in India, you know, there's always some, every year there's some article on the internet about some Indian wedding where 300 people die drinking bad alcohol. There's always some story like that. They make these intoxicating beverages, and it looks like rice fields covered with mosquito nets. And you'd see this on the news in Bengal sometimes, and you know, they have the man standing there giving the report, and they'd say, some elephants, a herd of elephants came, and they wandered, they think it's like rice paddy or something. No, they're making alcohol there. And then the elephants drink all the alcohol. And then they go mad. And then they show you the village, like, all the huts are destroyed. Everything's completely ruined. Complete destruction and devastation. So, because when we say, what is a mad elephant like? That's what it means. Total, the bhakti lata beads, the creeper is going, it's like ripping that to shreds, ripping it apart. Right? So, to avoid that, he mentions, if we keep going on in that section, about don't engage in duplicitous double dealings with devotees. Many things are given there. Some of it is common sense. But we'd say the best advice is always sadhu sangha satovare, superior association and service. If someone is fully absorbed in seva, right, and good association, then they'll be saved from that. Or follow Gurudev's principle, which he told me once, he said was finding fault with myself. It's only human. It's natural for us to find fault with others, to want self-assertion, to assert our own position as being right or noble or worthy or whatever it might be, and to question others, to doubt them, or to find fault. And as we told the other day with regard to Saraswati Thakur, look how careful he was about, he's, you know, a master mathematician and Jyotishi, right? Surya Siddhanta, the highest you can go. But when he sees that his own calculation differs with what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is following, knowing that leaves some room to disagree with him, to hold an opinion different from his, he's sacrificing his own position to maintain the faithful plane. So that can be there too. Sometimes sacrificing our own way of, let's just say theoretically, you know that what you think is better or best or correct. To suppress that and think, well, I'd rather not be in conflict or think offensively of another devotee. I can suppress this. So if we read that section, what we will get is the impression of being extremely cautious about this. And Guru Maharaj would quote, you know, numerous cliches to this end, you know, oil your own machine. What does that mean? It means like, you know, when something needs oil, it's squeaking. So he's saying, don't worry about oil your own machine. You go, that over there, no, don't, you know. Gurudev, my religion is finding fault with myself, not others. Saraswati Thakur, what does he say? It is only that I am honeycombed with defects that I take the task of finding fault with others. He said, and when one is situated at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, he doesn't become aware of the offenses of others, but only his own offenses. Right? When I am situated at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, I am appreciating all the others and those who are vaibhav or extension of Guru, how they're serving. If I forget the lotus feet of Sri Guru, I become dislodged, then I may start thinking about others and their shortcomings, faults. Even in that regard, Guru Maharaj said, if we see someone who we could say, just for the sake of example, we see they're going down from their position in Krishna consciousness. Guru Maharaj said, well, a more generous way to view that is that, you know, Durgam Patastat Kaveo Vedanti. On this path, there are so many obstacles. And so it says, you know, what is it? Kurasyadara, the spiritual life has been said like the razor's edge. So everyone knows from what's shaving all about? The angle, right? Proper angle. Don't have the right angle, you draw blood. Right? Have the right angle, you're shaving. Become inattentive, you draw blood. You're in a hurry, you draw blood. You're not patient, you draw. There are many things. You have a razor. You have to be really cautious how to do this. That's what this in the Upanishads is saying. It's like that. It's very critical. You can't become inattentive, in the sense, insensitive. Lose the right angle of vision. So Guru Maharaj said, we should see God brothers and God sisters as vaibhav, extension of our Guru. Then we'll respect them properly. But Guru Maharaj said, even if we see someone going down, we can think, well, there's so many obstacles on the path. They're going along and they encountered an obstacle that at the rate they were going, it was not possible to cross over. He said, so they're backing up for some time, and then with renewed or increased momentum, forward progress, they will cross over that obstacle. So it will be better to, I forget where it's mentioned, but maybe in different places where devotee is thinking, all others are serving Krishna, I alone am not. That's back to Gurudev's finding fault with myself concept. So appreciate the service of others and think, actually, I need to improve. Atma samiksha, self-analysis, the critical eye is better turned inward. But at the same time, we have to realize we will do this from time to time. We will think offensively of others. It will happen. It must happen. Then we have to correct that. Right? And by thinking, well, this person, as sincere as I like to think that I am, why should I not extend the same consideration to them? They've surrendered their life to the feet of Guru and Gauranga. They're trying to serve. Actually, by observing their service, I can improve myself. What is it within me that's searching fault within them? And Guru Maharaj cautioned too by saying that, and what we identify in others will appear within us as a reaction. So in many different ways, we've been cautioned against us, and we'll find ourselves doing that from time to time. We have to check ourselves and reconsider things in relation to Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, and Vaishnav. If we've offended someone, we should approach them, fall at their feet, beg forgiveness. Only the devotees can do that. The Lord doesn't forgive offenses to the devotees, as in the ninth canto, Ambarish Maharaj. Durvasa Muni, the great Durvasa Muni. Sometimes he described a little bit what Gurudev would call angry man. But one time his anger is directed toward Ambarish Maharaj for something very minor so-called offense, which was not actually offensive at all, but over some trivial point. And Durvasa was running from the Sudarshan Chakra, trying to take shelter of Brahma, Shiva, no one could help him. He had to return to Ambarish Maharaj. And when he begged forgiveness at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj said, there was no offense. And that famously says, Aho Ananta Dasanam, just see the devotees of the Lord. We offend them. They don't take any offense. They're so kind, so generous. So sometimes it means if we find our thinking is going in the wrong direction, to reconceive along those lines. This person has affection for Guru. Guru has affection for them. They're serving Guru. And I should see them in that way. So when Saraswati Thakur observed two disciples did not appreciate one another, and it's going to happen. He's saying, in a public assembly, asked each one to say something in praise of the other one. And Guru Maharaj said, to do that, they had to look to the Swaroop. So he went, well, actually, as like when Victoria became the queen, they have Victoria Memorial in Calcutta. And interestingly, when we were there in 1973-74, Prabhupada said we should approach the Bengal government and ask them, because they have this big, like, have you seen Victoria Memorial? And he said, to put like a, he wanted like a big Mahaprabhu or something. He said they should call it Gauranga Memorial. But anyway, so Queen Victoria, when she started her reign, her regime, Guru Maharaj said there was a case brought before her of some misconduct of a soldier. And the superiors were asking for like severe punishment of him because he had misbehaved. And the lawyers or whoever said, they just gave a litany of like how bad he was. And she's sitting there and she's the new reigning, and she said, is there anything good you can say about him? And they're going, no, nothing. And she said, are you sure he has no redeeming qualities? And Guru Maharaj said, that man, then understanding the heart of the queen, he said, well, actually, in his personal life, he's a good man. He did this wrong thing, but in his personal life, he's a good person. She said, then there won't be any punishment. And Guru Maharaj said, because she wanted to set a tone for, she didn't want the first act that she does as the queen is, you know, the scepter represents the shasta, you know, punishment. That's why kings, and you know, they hold a scepter. It represents power and punishment. So she didn't want that the very first act she does of her reign would be merciless. So she was merciful to him. And when you read Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice, in this section where Portia is advising Shylock, giving him some advice to be merciful, it sounds like it was written by Guru Maharaj. It's a famous, I guess, soliloquy that begins with, the quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth like the gentle rain from heaven. And now I'm paraphrasing, but what she says, and she's dressed like a male lawyer at the time, and she says, she's advising him to be merciful, and she said, what's held by the king, that represents temporal power. He's saying, but she said, when a king, what he does is under the influence to mercy being a divine quality, when a king who holds that power and has that possibility of punishing is merciful, saying, at that moment, a king is like God. It's godly at that time. And she further makes the point and said, and if not for mercy, is there any hope for any of us? Like Guru Maharaj is saying, don't go to the Department of Justice, go to the Department of Mercy and seek your fortune there. And while you're there, if you see some other person who's approaching the Department of Mercy and mercy is being dispensed to them, you can't think, oh, but they don't deserve that. They've done so many things wrong, so much misbehavior. You think, we're asking in essence that all of our flaws will be ignored because we hope that we're sincere. But when we see someone else, but not him, not her. Why? We're asking for that. Why should it not be extended to others? So, and why are all these things mentioned? They're not mentioned because they never happen. They're not mentioned because it means it'll never happen to you. It will have, whatever we read, it will happen to every one of us, and we'll have to deal with it. Happens to everyone, have to deal with it. So Guru Maharaj, when you hear him going, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial nitai, he says, as his foundation is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, saying it's possible, Krishna consciousness is the highest thing, and in the pursuit of Krishna consciousness and expressing Krishna consciousness, inevitably, invariably, we may commit some offense. He's saying, so I invoke the name of Nityananda Prabhu to try and restore myself to my former position. Maybe I went too far. Maybe I misrepresented something. Maybe I offended someone. In the case of the Vaishnava, we must approach them, as shown by Durvasa at last had to go to Ambarish Maharaj. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Mahaprabhu and elsewhere. Must approach that devotee and ask their forgiveness. But in general, we're also trying to avoid this because it has such a devastating effect upon the bhakti lata, the devotional creeper. Hare Krishna. Is that related to this, or? Pardon me? Yeah.
Tapanandini Didi, mm-hmm, asking, how shall we harmonize this when others are always finding fault in others? And is it correct to think that by being criticized by someone, we will be put on the right way?
Sometimes, like Avadhut Maharaj and I, sometimes we talk about the Russian teachers, you know, like you ever see the Russian woman who's teaching the ballerina? The ballerina is this beautiful, thin, you know, like swan-like girl. And then there's this like babushka going, no, you know, like, and telling her, you must do it this way. No, and not that way. And, you know, is very critical of everything she does to make her perfect. Right? So when some harsh thing was coming to the ear of Gurudev, I said, I can stop that. And he said, no. He said, I'm thinking, why is Krishna letting this come to my ear? He didn't want to stop it. He thought, these things are Krishna. That's what he thought. Krishna's telling me something through this person. That's his way of seeing it. So Avadhut Maharaj said, oh, like the coach. Oh, because we're in Kiev at that, where we have the festival area. Was it the river? What's it called? Just what I was going to say. Took the words right out of my mouth. So he's saying, there, they used to train Olympic, like, he said, but the guy is usually some fat guy who's like not very, he's out of shape and everything. Then you have these Olympic guys, they're like perfect, but the old fat guy's telling them, like what to do and to work harder and not to be lazy. And they don't resent him. Like when Mahaprabhu is arguing with Kolavecha Sridhar over the plantain cups, sometimes they're like going back and forth like that. And it would get intense, but it's saying like, but they would see it. There was no anger in either one. They're having fun, actually. So the superior person, they can handle someone striving for perfection, they can handle the criticism. Like Balabha Bhatta criticized the writing of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami going, oh, I'll change that. He doesn't go like, hey, I'm Rupa Goswami. You know, read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and get back to me, okay? I'm busy right now. He said, oh, I'll change that. But then we find Jiva Goswami saying like, I need to talk to you. And even he's younger and he's, you know, sets Balabha Bhatta straight. But then again, Rupa Goswami doesn't like that. He sends away Jiva. Sanatan chastises Rupa. It's a very sweet thing. You know, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj hears the criticism. And not only, they're throwing things at him. Talk about offense. Imagine, they're throwing stones and dirt clods at Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and calling him abusive names. And what is he saying? Oh, I know Krishna's behind this. He's using them to do this. But I know how to deal with him. I'll approach Yashoda and she can control Krishna. So we say, oh, that's so high. And well, do we want something low? Yeah, we're connected to the highest thing. And by the grace of our Guru Varga, we're connected to the highest people. And this is how they deal with things. That's how they see it. Should we see it another way? So, if so many Vaishnavas, they're bringing some criticism to our ear, then we should take it seriously. Can't dismiss everyone. Then we'll say, oh, Gaurudev, yeah, I should find fault with correct myself. We won't go down by responding with humility. Ramachandra Puri is criticizing Mahaprabhu. That seems absurd. Yet, Mahaprabhu takes his criticism seriously. Oh, he's a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. That means he's my guru's godbrother. It means he's in Guru Varga. He's telling me, you know, I'm overeating, or I'm eating too many sweets. So Mahaprabhu tells the devotee, like, when you go and buy the prasad, you know, buy half. And all the devotees are like breaking their hearts. And then it's also interesting to note, after a certain amount of time, Swarup Damodar steps in and just stops the whole thing, saying, God, because he couldn't tolerate seeing the hearts of the devotees being broken. But Mahaprabhu took this criticism to heart. He took it seriously. He said he's afraid of Damodar Pandit. Different things that he's saying, I could do this or not do this, but Damodar will be, you know, upset. You know, I'm afraid of him. So all these great devotees, they don't consider that they're beyond correction. So then what to speak of us? Hare Krishna.